Wake up, sleepyheads. This is CJSF 90.1 FM.
And you're tuning in to Slumber Party.
Everybody, this is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the stolen ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh.
You can listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the app or Google Store, depending on your device. Keep up to date on our social media at linktree/cjsf.
Sorry, we're a little hyper today.
A laugh attack is just coming on. I'm sorry, guys. It's because I'm standing right now, just perched on that edge. Anyways, keep up to date on our social media at linktree/cjsfradio and learn more by visiting our website, cjsf.ca. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-2573. Welcome, everyone.
Welcome.
This is Slumber Party. I'm DJ Star.
And I'm DJ Coco. We are so glad you're here today, and we're excited to bring some new music and some new discussion topics for this week, too. Just to start it off, we'd like to give a little teaser of the topic by our kind of weekly quote. Not really. We've been trying to keep on our weekly quote / poem, but yep. As you've noticed,
I feel like we're going 3 weeks strong right now.
3 weeks strong. Not bad. For now. But yeah, I'm just going to start it off by the quote, and it's by Confucius, and it's, "Everything has beauty, but not everyone sees it." So, little intriguing. We're going to be taking this more to the point of physical attractiveness, but I can see how this could be beauty for anything. But how do you see this, DJ Star?
Personally, I kind of agree with Confucius. I think that, yeah, some things are terrible for some people, like maybe war-torn countries or something. But somebody, however morbid it is or terrible, somebody will always find some sort of beauty in it. I think the same goes for people.
Right, yeah.
How about you, DJ Coco?
No, I completely agree with that, too, because it's so subjective of what anyone finds beautiful, in some sense, for just everything in general, like scenery, the events that are happening in the world and things like that. But when it comes down to people, specifically in physical attractiveness, I find that some things don't have beauty, which is kind of a strong opinion. But we'll get to that later.
Like some people aren't beautiful necessarily.
Yeah, some people may not necessarily be beautiful is my argument. But
it can never be like completely objective. Like, there's always going to be someone, if that's like their child or something, they're going to think there's some beauty in there at least.
Exactly. So it's a tough topic, but we'll get to that more later on. So we're going to start off with some music, I think.
Yes, the first song that you guys are going to be hearing is by Tori, and the song is called Happy You Exist. So we hope you guys enjoyed this one.
Please enjoy.
This beautiful Tuesday.
Peace. Until I leave my body and think of London or some other lovely place. In my mind for attention, I'm just trying not to mention it. I'm trying to save face. Take my way out of this hole that I have made. Become one with the dirt. The Empress of Mars, the Queen of Space.
Therapy, a show about the link between punk rock and mental health, hosted by me, Jason Schurz. I've been part of the music scene for more than 30 years. I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, and my whole life was thrown sideways. As part of my recovery, I've slowly returned to the music that I love. Join me and my resilient guests for no-holds-barred conversations right here on CJSF 90.1 FM, Simon Fraser University, Thursdays at 12:30 a.m. And until then, take care and be well.
FM. I'm DJ Star.
And I'm DJ Coco.
And you were just listening to Never Miss by Club Angel. And before that, you heard 69 by Born at Midnight.
69, the Patrick Holland remix, yeah. If we want to be specific. But
to be exact.
Yeah, really good. And they're from Montreal, I believe?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And then the one before that?
And the one before that was The Queen of Spades by Greta and the Goldfish, which, yeah, I think they're from Newfoundland.
Ooh,
some Newfies.
Okay, but yeah, today we are getting into our big topic that we gave a lot of hints
buckle
towards.
Up everyone,
buckle up. So we're having a little discussion before this about attractiveness, and in part from the quote earlier. So I think I've been kind of debating this myself and wondering how subjective and how objective beauty is, and how can this be ranked in some sense. So I think we both have taken statistics classes before. So we're getting a little technical here, but it's the big question of that, can physical attractiveness be normally distributed on a bell curve? And so for those of you out there who know what a bell curve is, great. But I'll give like a little rundown of the bell curve, which is basically you have a set of data, and it's a symmetrical data around a center mean. And so this looks like a bell curve. So the majority of the points will be around the most average value possible. So if we're thinking of this in terms of attractiveness, and this would say that each data point would be a person, it would say that most people are pretty much average looking, and that only at the very extreme end at the bell curve would you have extraordinarily ugly, deemed ugly people, or extraordinarily beautiful people. And yeah, it's a pretty mathematical kind of concept that may or may not be applied to something for beauty, because I know this can be applied for things like height that is normally distributed, but there can be arguments for beauty for this. Yeah, and just a little more about the bell curve too. So it would say that there's this rule that 68% of the data are between one standard deviation. So the majority of our data, or majority of our people, would be average. And then,
so 68% of people are considered average in the population.
Yeah, between one standard deviation. And then between two standard deviation, 95% of people would be between these values. So if we're saying that the average person is in looks, in terms of looks, they're 5 out of 10, it would say that for 68% of the majority of people to be average looking, they would be between a 4 and a 6 on an objective 10 scale of beauty. So it can get a little heavy in terms of,
especially
this,
when we're talking about dropping things like standard deviation.
Oh,
I did
take
a statistics class, but still goes over my head sometimes.
Oh, me too.
but between 4 and 6 is like, one standard deviation is just one, right? Mm-hmm. So from 5, that makes sense.
Yeah, exactly. And so this kind of whole, I don't know, research and this whole idea was, stemmed from objectivity and subjectivity in terms of this particular Reddit subform that I want to bring attention to. Mm-hmm. So if all of you know out there the app or the website called Reddit, it's a place where people can just, it's online.
Discuss
any
share
topic.
Knowledge.
Yeah. You can do any kind of topic. Like if you have a specific kind of car, there's a subform of people just doing that. Or if you really like fashion, there's another for that. And there's one that's called True Rate Me. And so this is where basically a bunch of moderators, or that they're flagged moderators, are able to dedicate themselves to scoring people based off their looks. So what most people would do would upload their own pictures, and they say, hey, what is my score on this objective scale of 10? So they have this kind of a massive list of criteria and very specific traits. That's
super scientific, too.
It is crazy. It is down to the bell. Like they're going the slant of the eyes and things like that. It's very
They have
specific
examples. Like we looked at it the other day. It's like 10, 9, 8, 7. And then it's really hard to tell the difference between over five. Like, they're all kind of the same amount of attractive, it looks like, but then there are very slight differences between them that raise them to be, like, a point
exactly.
above.
It'd be like, oh, your eyes is 2 centimeters off the perfect ratio, so yeah. knock you down 3 points. Stuff like that. And so it is pretty crazy seeing that, and I think it's pretty detrimental to self-image if you base your value off what numerical value you get on this 10-point scale. So mm-hmm. it can lead you down a dark hole, I think.
And it's also like, yeah, science is objective, right? Like, there's mm-hmm. some sort of golden ratio rule or something like that. But in reality, I don't think beauty can be evaluated just through this certain lens of science, because there's like mm-hmm. certain things about people that aren't perfect which actually make them kind of more beautiful too.
Oh yeah, exactly. We were also looking at the golden ratio, if you know of it, if it's basically the guidelines of achieving facial balance and symmetry, and it's a principle from mathematics. So if your face is proportioned in the 1 to 1.618 ratio, that is the deemed perfect face. But
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, I don't even know what that number is referring to, mm-hmm. but it supposedly came from mathematics to do this. But we were looking at comparisons of celebrities that were based off before and after of applying the golden ratio onto their face, and they looked 10 times worse for some of them.
Yeah.
There was
it's
one,
not,
yeah,
like a face that's gonna work for everyone, mm-hmm. either. If we're trying to make people fit that
exactly.
standard,
exactly. So this is what this subreddit is trying to do: is trying to find this golden ratio of mm-hmm. perfect features, which is so also yeah, largely based off of subjectivity as well.
Yeah, definitely.
So yeah, it's a little crazy over there. They're going a little off.
Yeah, it gets intense. They're like. 6.3 or something. Nose, a little too small at the yeah. end. Lips, different, like, size on this side and this side. It's like, okay.
Oh, yeah, they're so nitpicky. And
get a life.
Yeah, get a life. Get a life, dude. But there's also something else that's really strange about that subreddit. And not strange, but that their data, the way they collected this data for what they deem the average beauty is incorrect. Mm-hmm. So there was... we're trying to research more, and that what we found that I think that we can I can try to explain to the best of my ability, but it's that for a distribution, for statistics in general, it's not good to have data that's biased in any sort. And so when you have a normal distribution or a bell curve, you want to have sampling that is using random selection of the population. You have to use random people, because this will be most representative of a normal distribution. And so if you have sampling bias, so such as people on the subreddit who are voluntarily uploading their pictures, and they're not just randomly taking faces from the population, this skews the distribution a lot. And so
yeah
this would make the more beautiful man or beautiful woman the more average value on this skewed bell curve, and so it would decrease their score of beauty
out of 10.
And so mm-hmm. this is just they're just this whole subreddit, even though the idea seems like it would be correct, by having skewed data this would lead to incorrect assumptions and incorrect results.
Yeah.
Which is something that should be warned, but...
Yeah, it's kind of like in school or in university, like, yeah, a bell curve can be helpful or kind of detrimental. If everyone does really well in the class, some people mm-hmm. are going to be pushed who got, like, 90s or something to Bs or Cs, depending if everyone else did better, too. So it's kind of like that. Like, everyone's doing super good, so the bell curve average is pushed down.
Exactly. So, yeah, not representative data...
Mm-mm.
of this terrible subreddit, but yeah, subreddit aside, I think there is still a debate between subjectivity and objectivity, because this subreddit says that beauty is mainly, like, I'd say 90% subjectivity or objectivity is mm-hmm. what they think, minimum. And so, but I think in terms of a more worldwide perspective, there are signs that beauty is more objective, not just ranking them on 10. So I'd say for cultural similarities, mm-hmm. I feel like there's a consensus for particularly women to have, like if we're saying, yeah, in terms of woman's beauty, to have full lips, large eyes, clear skin, sharp eyebrows, things like that. So,
yeah, but then on the flip side, there are a lot of cultural differences in beauty too.